Title: Double Drop Inspired Tension, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper drum and bass tension, the kind that makes a double drop feel inevitable but still surprising. In this lesson, you're going to use Ableton Live Session View like a performance control room, not just to jam ideas, but to deliberately stage manage energy, intro, build, bait, fake out, the real drop, then the tease and then the collision. The big mindset shift is this: Session View isn't only for sketching loops. It can be your arrangement engine. You're basically building a grid of energy states, and then you perform those states in a controlled way and record it straight into Arrangement View. Let's start with a clean setup so everything you launch hits on time and feels intentional. Step 0. Prep the project with tight DNB defaults. Set your tempo to drum and bass range. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is standard. I like 174 to start. Now find global quantization in the top bar and set it to 1 bar. That's going to keep your scene launches landing cleanly on bar lines, which is crucial for big moments like fake drops and doubles. If you're still getting used to launching, you can even go 2 bars for extra safety, but 1 bar is the sweet spot for most DNB. Turn the metronome on briefly, just long enough to check your hat and swing placement. Then turn it off so you can listen like a dancer, not like a spreadsheet. Now build a track layout that's easy to perform. Make a drums group with separate tracks for kick, snare, hats or tops, a break layer like an Amen or Think, and a drum effects track for fills and impacts. Make a bass group with a sub-track, a Reese or mid-bass track, and optionally a bass effects track for shots and zaps. Make a music group for stabs, atmospheres, pads, noise, whatever supports the vibe without crowding the drums and bass. And then an effects or rise group for risers, downlifters, and optional vocal chops. Next, set up simple return tracks, so you can perform tension with sends instead of cluttering every channel. Return A, a delay. Use echo at an eighth or quarter note. Keep feedback low. Use the built-in filter so repeats don't dump low end all over your mix. Return B, reverb. Hybrid reverb with a short plate or a darker room is perfect. We want size, not mush. Return C, crunch. Put a saturator with soft clip, then an auto filter high pass. This is a great make it nastier return without wrecking your sub. Cool. Now the musical concept. Drop A and drop B. A double drop works when A and B have different jobs. If they're both trying to be the star in the same frequency range, you get a loud blur, not impact. So think of drop A as your engine. Rolling, steady, consistent. The drums are clean, kick and snare are dependable, tops are moving, and the bass is stable. Sub plus a Reese pattern that keeps the groove marching. Drop B is your disruptor. More rhythmic, more aggressive, more syncopated. Maybe you add a break layer. Maybe the mid-bass does a call-and-response motif. Maybe there's a darker stab that feels like a signature. Here's a rule you can actually use. If drop A feels wide and steady, make drop B more mid-focused and active. Or flip it. The goal is contrast that still locks to the same grid. Now we build the session view scenes. This is your tension ladder. Create scenes as rows and name them clearly so your performance is idiot-proof in the best way. Something like intro, low energy, build, filter plus rises. Bait, drop hint, fake drop, halftime or stop, drop A, full, tease B, B elements creep, double drop, A plus B, and then an outro or reset. Teacher tip, if you name scenes with a structure like A2 build 16 or C1 drop a 16, those names will become markers when you record into arrangement. That makes editing later so much faster. Now, clip length. For drum and bass, intro and build are often 16 bars. Bait and fake out are usually 4 to 8 bars. Drops can be 16 to 32, but for this lesson, keep it simple. 16 bar drops are perfect. Turn looping on for most clips so you can extend any section live if the vibe demands it. Session view is about having options without losing the plot. Now we start creating tension clips without rewriting your whole tune. First tension tool, filter drums build, using stock devices. On the drums group, add an auto filter. Set it to high pass mode during the build. You'll sweep that high pass up, a starting point, around 80 Hz at the beginning, rising to maybe 250 or 400 by the end of the build. Keep resonance modest, like 10 to 20%, enough to add a little edge, not enough to whistle. Optional but useful. Add drum bus after the filter. Keep drive subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. Be careful with the boom control. On DNB builds, boom can make your low end feel weird because you're intentionally removing low end already. Now here's the key workflow. Duplicate your normal drum clips into the build scene. Then automate the filter inside the clip using clip envelopes. That way, each scene is its own gesture. You don't need to draw a giant arrangement automation line yet. Second tension tool. Bait the drop with a base preview. In the bait scene, you do not fully drop. The trick is to reveal character without releasing the weight. So bring in a mid-bass stab from drop B. Put it on bar 4 or bar 8. Something like a quick hello from the monster you're about to unleash. But keep the sub muted. No real sub in the bait scene. That's one of the simplest ways to make the real drop feel twice as big. On the mid-bass track, put a utility. Automate the gain so it's tucked during the build. Then it pops up fast for that bait hit. And either put echo on the channel or just send it to your delay return. High pass the delay so the repeats stay exciting but don't cloud the low end. That one move alone creates that it's coming energy, because the listener hears the identity of drop B, but they don't get the full release. Third tension tool. Fake drop. In the fake drop scene, you're basically doing a crowd magic trick. You remove the expected payoff, but you keep the groove thread alive enough that people stay locked. Option 1 is halftime drums. Bars kick, and the snare only on beat 3. Suddenly the whole room feels like it leaned back. Option 2 is a drum stop. One bar of silence is often all you need, then a big impact or vocal cue, then you slam into the real drop. A great stock trick here is the reverb freeze moment. Put hybrid reverb on a snare or an impact channel and automate the freeze briefly on one hit. It creates this suspended hold your breath moment. Another classic is a gate chopping a noise riser, so the riser becomes rhythmic. It makes tension feel like it's accelerating even if your drums are stripped. Now let's talk about the double drop moment itself, because this is where people ruin their mix. Before you launch anything, you need ownership lanes. Decide who owns which frequency jobs in each scene. Think in 4 lanes. Sub, roughly 0 to 90 Hz. One track only, non-negotiable. Punch, around 100 to 250. Usually kick, body plus bass harmonics. Pick a leader. Snap, around 2 to 5k. Usually snare, crack or a vocal stab. Don't let both dominate. Air, around 8 to 14k. Tops, rides, noise. Keep it consistent so the mix doesn't feel like it collapses when you switch scenes. Low end rules for the double. Only one true sub at a time. Pick whether drop A's sub or drop B's sub is the owner in the double drop scene. Then any other bass layer that's playing at the same time gets high passed. On your Reese or mid bass track, put EQ 8. High pass it somewhere between 90 and 140 Hz depending on how high your sub is living. If things still feel crowded, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz, 2 to 4 dB with a wide Q. That area is where a lot of boxy mud stacks up during doubles. On the sub track, make it mono. Utility, width to 0. If you want it to translate on small speakers, add a gentle saturator before utility, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. The goal is harmonics, not distortion. Now drum layering rules. If drop A is modern punchy drums and drop B is a break, don't stack 2 full kits. In the double drop scene, keep kick and snare from one source and tops or break energy from the other. If you're using a break, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't mess with the kick. On the drums group, add glue compressor with gentle settings, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. Now create a tease B scene that ramps into the double. This scene is the bridge where you start sneaking in drop B's identity while still holding back full weight. Bring in drop B's signature bass rhythm, but filtered or quieter. Add a short fill from drop B drums around bar 8 or bar 16. Use clip envelopes like DJ moves. For example, automate the filter opening gradually over the tease and push a reverb send up into the downbeat, then hard cut it right on the drop. That snap from wet to dry is a massive tension release trick. Another teacher tip. Micro tension matters. You don't need giant risers every time. Add little pressure moments like a 1-bar hat density spike, a single snare hit with a reverb swell then cut, or even a 1-beat tape stop style pitch drop right before returning to full speed. Those small moves make your big moves feel bigger. Now let's make session view easier to perform. Standardize clip behavior. Set your drop clips to the same length, like 16 bars, so transitions land cleanly. And consider using Legato for textures and atmospheres. If you relaunch a pad clip and it restarts from the beginning every time, it can sound obvious and unnatural. Legato makes it continue its phase, which keeps your background feel continuous while you punch in and out foreground elements. Now put safety rails on your mix so you can perform aggressively without it falling apart. Put a utility at the end of each group. Drums, bass, music, Effects. Map each utility gain to a macro or a key control that gives you instant trims if something jumps out during recording. And you can put a gentle limiter on the bass group, not to make it louder, but as protection. If it's slamming constantly, treat that as a warning sign. You're probably breaking the one sub rule, or your mid bass is too low heavy. Optional but powerful. Follow actions. Follow actions can make session view behave like an arranger. For example, your intro clip plays 16 bars, then automatically goes to the next scene. Build plays 16, then it goes to bait, and so on. Set this up by opening the clip's launch box, enabling follow action, setting the time to 16 bars for longer clips, and choosing next. That way you get a reliable structure, intro to build to bait to fake drop to drop A. Then you manually launch tease B and the double when it feels right. Best of both worlds. Structure plus performance. Now we record the whole thing into arrangement view. Switch to arrangement view, hit the global record button. Then go back to session view and launch scenes in order. While recording, perform just a few key parameters. I want you to limit yourself to 3 across the whole take. 1. The drum high pass amount for builds. 2. Reverb send on one element, usually snare or vocal. 3. Mid-bass level or tone for tease intensity. Fewer moving parts equals more consistent impact, and it's way easier to repeat and improve. Do 2 takes. Take 1 is safe and clean, minimal mistakes, great structure. Take 2 is your risky one. Extra fakeouts, more FX throws, maybe a shorter double, maybe a decision point follow action that jumps to a different bait. Then pick the best bits. After recording, edit like it's a DJ recording. Tighten obvious timing hesitations. Cut transitions cleanly to bar lines, but don't sterilize it. If one imperfect moment adds excitement, keep it. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. Don't run 2 subs at once. This audio version is shortened for playback.